This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, good evening. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense Completing Your Self-Defense Toolkit Studio. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in. 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. And welcoming new sponsor, Bootleg Inc. What if there was a company that wanted to educate their customers while saving them money? This is the description of Bootleg Inc. An AR-15 parts resource put together as a sister company to Primary Weapons. Bootleg is there for the builder. Affordable, high-quality parts with the highest pedigree. Accompanied by a knowledge base from the shooters of PWS. All questions answered, all solutions made available. Direct impingement made comprehensive. BootlegInc.com. All that is left is to build it.
Yep,
and I've done it, and I've been running it. I like it. Bootleg Inc. Second hour, we're going to be joined by David Codry. It's the first time I've had David on since Mike Vanderbo passed away, which we didn't even discuss earlier today, but that's coming up second hour. Right now, you know, there's a famous Norman Rockwell painting called The Freedom of Speech, and it's a painting of an American exercising his freedom of speech, which is one of the liberals' least favorite rights. Now, let's imagine, if you will, if you look at the picture, the painting by Rockwell, it sort of looks like it's like a young Abe Lincoln almost, except, it's contemporary clothing. He's wearing a bomber jacket. You know, I don't think Abe had one of those. So imagine it's 2016. The problem here is that to liberals, what this guy would have to say isn't important. What's important to the liberals is for him to shut up. It's to punch down upon him with cheap mockery so he's beaten into submission. It's to use shame to silence him and every other irredeemable, deplorable in order consolidate their progressive death grip upon America's throat. And I can tell you right now, this is not going to end well. See, a republic with democratic features like the United States can't function without the possibility of discussion. It needs citizens to have the ability to rationally debate the issues to be heard so that they can perceive the process as fair and one where they are equal participants. But that's exactly what liberals, with tactics like political correctness, John Stewart-y snark, and the outright lies of their vinyl body-suited mainstream media corps, seek to prevent. Discussion can only exist where customs and norms demand that all voices be heard, that the points of the opposition are at least characterized as something resembling what they are, and that no one is excluded from participation by the fact that they possess views of which the majority, or a powerful minority, disapproves. But instead of that, today we have a liberal elite that gleefully bludgeons people with opposing views into silence and then pats itself on their collective hump back for their enlightenment. That guy in the painting, he stands and says, well, I don't know about this idea of letting men into the ladies' rooms with little girls. Well, the freak show left doesn't address the very real problems that come with allowing grown men into restrooms with little girls. Facts merely enrage them. So there won't be any discussion of the problem of weirdos and perverts taking advantage of this idiotic liberal nonsense that this normal guy, like any normal guy, would worry about. He'll get berated by some screaming gender freak activists with a half-shaved head and looming daddy issues bellowing, "Hate criminal," and demanding our guy be fired from his job down at the plant for felony wrong thinking. Then maybe whoever that loser is who replaced Jon Stewart, that pioneer of easy snark masquerading as comedy, will get a clip of our guy speaking and play it on a show. Nothing funnier than a rustic presuming to speak out as if his views mattered. Then the host will make a funny face. I mean, how could anybody be that insane and stupid to think that maybe having grown men lurking around little girls as they use the potty could go wrong? And that goofy smirk will cue the skinny-jeaned audience to go into paroxysms of laughter. Not laughter because it's funny or clever, but laughter that demonstrates social solidarity among the kind of smug people who drink pretentious, awful craft beers and think the P in IPA stands for pumpkin spice. Maybe John Oliver will do a 10-minute rant about him and how Jesus probably told him that dudes shouldn't be alone with little girls in toilets. Maybe Samantha Bee will scrunch up her tired, sour, apple-doll face and point out that this guy probably didn't even go to Yale. And where did he get that jacket anyway? At Walmart? And maybe our guy will sit down and hold his tongue. And then maybe he'll remember how he went to a tea party to politely register his dissent, how he was dumped on for daring to try and be heard. Then maybe he'll vote for Donald Trump, because maybe if he's a little louder and a little ruder, then perhaps someone will listen to him about not turning his little girl's bathroom into a social experiment, about the illegal aliens like the one who ran into his truck and didn't have insurance, and about the rumor going around that his job down at the plant may be moving to Juarez next year. But then those concerns apparently aren't worthy of attention. The news covers day in and day out some overeating foreigner and drug lord baby mama who Donald Trump was mean to a couple decades ago, but no reporter ever asks our guy about his problems. And they don't merely ignore him, they come after him, jamming things down his throat like gender-neutral bathrooms and murderous Muslim refugees and Wall Street scams that means he gets about 0.001% interest on that money. He's saved, just like the experts told him to, and he's expected to just take this. And that is not going to end well. This guy was in Fallujah as a Marine, and when he wakes up shivering and calls the VA for help, no one answers. The president hasn't had time to fix that travesty in 8 years, but he found plenty of time to party with Leonardo DiCaprio. Leonardo has a jet and the president's private email. Our guy has an F-150 with a smashed-in quarter panel and a busy signal. When he dares to complain, they call him stupid, racist, and obsolete. He's struggling to pay his mortgage, yet they call him privileged because his great-great-great-great-grandfather came from Glasgow, and he takes it for now. But this cannot end well. When the combined weight of the D.C. establishment, the media, and Hollywood defeats Donald Trump, progressives face a decision point. They can change their ways and return America's culture to how it was, where everyone gets a chance to participate, or they can double down on the new rules of mockery and exclusion and consolidate their own power. But they are likely too foolish to realize the danger to our country as we know it, too blindly confident that they can play by one set of rules while forcing us to all play by another one. Despite a narrow win, they will claim a massive victory over people like our guy, a mandate to complete subjugation of Americans like him, because he's deplorable, he's irredeemable, he's unworthy, his interests are unworthy of representation. Pantsuit will be there, and our guy and millions upon millions of others will get angry, not merely miffed as the Tea Party, not a bit perturbed as with Trump, you know, because the elite will have made it clear that the system really is rigged against those outside their caste, and that there's no way for people like our guy to be heard merely by trying to be part of the existing political system. And instead of meekly submitting, millions and millions of people may begin to look to step outside of the system as currently constituted. And when that happens, believe me, it's not going to end well. We'll be right back.
industry have ignored the naysayers, stepping out of the box and reimagining weapons modification with an approach that is altogether different. Paying special attention to the components that shake the shot, S3F smooths the space between each pull of the trigger, equaling more rounds downrange in less time. S3FSolutions.com. In an imperfect world, accuracy matters. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi, I'm Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies? That's why we are fighting to end premature birth and birth defects along with the March of Dimes. You can do something today to give them tomorrow. Your support means programs, education, life-saving research, and a voice for families in a newborn intensive care unit. Together we can save babies' lives. Give them tomorrow at marchofdimes.org/tomorrow.
Live from the Second Call Defense, completing your self-defense toolkit studio, this is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold. Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com and welcoming new sponsor, Alien Gear.
Alien Gear Holsters, the most comfortable and concealable holsters on the planet, is offering big savings with our new two-holster combo. Now you can buy two complete holsters for as little as $49.88. Choose from any available holster styles and colors for the guns of your choice. All of Alien Gear's quality products are made right here in the USA and include a 30-day trial, forever warranty, and free shell trades for life. Visit AlienGearHolsters.com today.
Indeed. I know lots of people that already had them before. I got a hold of Alien Gear. Awesome holster to carry inside the waistband. Cloak 3.0. Check them out. Since Trump announced that he was going to run for president, every week since then has been called his worst week yet. Okay? Or at least every other week. And if you review the state of the race now, very little has changed for the past year. Every few weeks, the media roll out some new Trump scandal that he has already been thoroughly covered through day in, day out for the last 15 months. Trump wrote about his taxes, the nearly $1 billion lost from 95. He wrote about that in 1997, and it was published by the New York Times as a way to come back. But now it's a scandal, of course. All of the shocking new Trump scandals were aired in the very first GOP presidential debate, where he was asked seven questions about the following charges. Now, this is going back to the first with the whole ensemble cast, the whole 17 dudes. Number one, he was mean to women. Number two, he was mean to Mexicans. Number three, he said nice things about Obamacare, since dropped by the media in order to help Hillary. Number four, he is corrupt. Number five, he is a bad businessman. Number six, he is not a Republican. Also since dropped, Hillary is losing enough Democrats to Trump without reminding them that he's not a real Republican, you see. And number seven, his tone. And all of that had already been priced into the Trump brand. What new results do the media expect from telling us that Trump not only insulted Rosie O'Donnell, but also insulted Hispanic mattress girl Alicia Machado, baby mama to a Mexican drug lord? Now, the only advance in the narrative is that the octaves of journalists' voices keep getting higher as they repeat the exact same attacks on Trump. Each time the media claimed victory by asserting with absolute certainty that any drop in Trump's poll numbers is because of something very upsetting to journalists, but which is generally quite popular with the voters. The Mexican rapist speech, the Muslim ban, and his response to the caloric Muslim Kaiser Khan. The media can tell us where the candidates stand in the polls. They can't tell us why. But nonetheless, they insist on identifying the precise statement of Trump's that has caused any setback, which always happens to be whatever the media is being hysterical about at that particular moment. Most absurd was the widely repeated claim that Trump's insult of Gold Star Dad Kaiser Khan caused him to dip in the polls. Except the problem was a couple of things. One, he didn't insult Khan. And two, anyone who occasionally leaves his apartment realizes that no one would have minded if he had. Khan's son was one of 14 Muslims to die serving in the military, which is, coincidentally, the precise number of American soldiers who have been killed by Muslims serving in the U.S. military. At the Democratic Convention, Khan waved a copy of the Constitution asking Trump, "Have you ever read the U.S. Constitution? I will gladly lend you my copy. In this document, look for the words, 'The right of all Muslims in the world to move to America shall not be abridged.'" It's not in there. And that's, incomprehensibly, he also told Trump to look for the words liberty and equal protection of the law, words that are not noticeable for not mentioning, they are noticeable for not mentioning the right of all Muslims in the world to move to America. And he rounded out his harangue saying to Trump, "You have sacrificed nothing and no one." Are you proud of the fact that you lost your son, Khan? Are you happy about that? Just because that happened, that doesn't mean the entire Islamic world can come here and become Americans. I'm sorry, Gold Star. I'd never heard that term when that started. I'm sorry, I didn't know what it meant. In an article titled, "Ire for Trump as He Derides Muslim Parents," the New York Times described Trump's response to Khan as startling. and said it drew quick and widespread condemnation. This included a tweet from Bush's speechwriter Peter Weiner calling Trump a man of sadistic cruelty. With him, there's no bottom. Now go ahead and defend him. I don't know where I was looking when he insulted Connor. I did not see that. He, on Good Morning America, he called the snarling Muslim a nice guy, wished him luck, and wondered why his wife didn't say anything, and talked about the reasons Americans might want to hit the pause button on mass Muslim immigration. And Trump did say, well, I would say we've had a lot of problems with radical Islamic terrorism. That's what I'd say. We've had a lot of problems where you look at San Bernardino, you look at Orlando, you look at the World Trade Center, you look at so many different things. You look at what happened to the priest over the weekend in Paris where his throat was cut, 85-year-old beloved Catholic priest. You look what happened in Nice, France a couple of weeks ago. I would say you got to take a look at that because something's going on and it's not good. I understand why the media are upset that Trump mentioned these notable contributions of Muslim immigration, but unless I don't know the country at all anymore, I do not believe a majority of Americans minded that. The media are betting that after 9/11, the diaper bomber, the shoe bomber, the Boston Marathon, the Fort Hood, Chattanooga, San Bernardino, and Orlando nightclub shootings, the Chelsea bombing, and the recent mall attacks in both the Minnesota and Washington malls, the revulsion of the American public to anti-Muslim bigotry will be a huge factor in this election. Yeah, that's happening. So they swim in that sea of agreement. Polls showed a post-convention bounce for Hillary before Trump had said one word about Khan. And perhaps their nonsense headlines about Trump attacking a Gold Star family also helped them in the short run. But as soon as the public found out that this specific family and also that Trump didn't attack them, voters weren't mad at Trump for that deception. They were mad at the media. Everybody looks at the media now with no ability to trust them at all. What I should be saying right about now is, but you can trust me. But, I'm not going to do that. That's a little sort of self-serving there, I think. I don't want to do that. Coming up on the next break, when we get back, coming from The Trace, which is Bloomberg's news organization, supposedly 4.5 million women were abused by male partners brandishing a gun.
Hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready. 27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to ammunitiondepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, and if you're one of the first 100 callers, you can try Transcend risk-free for 10 days. So call now. 1-800-441-0335. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. To guarantee your 10-day in-home trial, you must be one of the first 100 callers to call minicpap.com now. 1-800-441-0335. Again, that's 1-800-441-0335.
Studio. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Now then. Coming from the Trace, this is interesting because the Trace is fully funded and put together by Bloomberg. They're peddling a new report claiming that 4.5 million women alive today were terrorized by men brandishing firearms. Trace is using the dubious stat to tell a sad story, you see. Guns enable evil men to exert their will over innocent victims. The natural response, make these women safe by removing the firearms. Hang on a minute, though. Non-fatal gun use and intimate partner violence, a systematic review of the literature, is based on 10 original research articles that reported the prevalence of the non-fatal use of firearms against an intimate partner. The authors admit that there is relatively little research on the subject of intimate partners' non-fatal gun use against women. Their 4.5 million gun brandishing victims estimate is based on 20-year-old data. Lead author, Dr. Susan Sorensen, professor of health and societies at the University of Pennsylvania, justifies her focus on firearms and abusive relationships because guns can be lethal quickly and with relatively little effort. The Trace believes that guns are the most controversial weapon available in the American homes. All households are filled with quickly obtained, and, you know, we know this. It doesn't, your house has deadly weapons all over it, even if you don't own the first gun. You've got kitchen knives, you've got ball bats, you've got big, heavy, you know, back in the day, ashtrays used to be dangerous, but With the loss of smoking, well, not so many ashtrays now, but I mean, there's all manner of heavy stuff around here. I mean, my son, the knifesmith with his forge and tools and hammers, he's got all kinds of bludgeons out there. As for the amount of effort required to do so, it's hard to see how a firearm has any special advantage. Not to mention the fact that many, if not most, abusers don't need any weapons to victimize their partners and or children. Fists and feet are the weapons of choice. In fact, hundreds of women are beaten to death each year, as they were before firearms were invented. Even if every firearm was eliminated from the United States, people would still be able to terrorize and abuse partners. In fact, eliminating civilian access to firearms would deny women a chance to wield the most effective self-defense tool against a larger, stronger attacker. Now, as for the traces implied argument, fewer guns in society equals fewer guns in abusers' hands equals less domestic violence, that depends on a couple of assumptions. First, domestic abusers couldn't get their hands on firearms illegally. That's the first presumption or assumption. Anyway, it's a dumb one. Second, offensive gun uses by abusers outnumber defensive gun uses by actual or potential victims. We know that one isn't true. We know that one is not true. If we go with the minimum, bare minimum number of what they say are defensive gun uses, we still nearly double the amount of deaths by gun, including suicide. If you take away suicide and you just look at murder, it's that the minimum number, it's about not quite seven times more. So, it's impossible to collect and then analyze reliable data on either variable. We do know that federal law prohibits anyone convicted of any felony or domestic abuse from possessing a firearm. And yet, somehow, they do. We also know that Americans have a natural, civil, and constitutionally protected right to keep and bear arms, which they can then use to defend themselves against the threat of grievous bodily harm or death, which they do. But the bottom line is, no matter how many women have been threatened with a gun, focusing on limiting firearms availability for domestic abusers is like trying to reduce the availability of gasoline to stop arsonists. Except it's worse. Here in the South, I'm sorry, gosh, man, I'm sounding rough. I apologize. Here in the South, we have a restaurant chain called Waffle House. I don't know what they have in the North, but down here it's Waffle House. Waffle Houses are known for their scattered, smothered, and covered plates, and that refers to the hash browns. And as the name implies, you can get waffles or eggs or steak. When I was at the NRA confab, I ate breakfast at the Waffle House every morning in Kentucky. They also have a no guns allowed policy, which means that Waffle Houses get robbed a lot. There's a Georgia location that has been repeatedly robbed at gunpoint, despite the no-gun sign. This one, headquartered in Norcross, Georgia, the breakfast chain has some 2,100 locations in 25 states, primarily down here in the southeast. But they have targeted a restaurant in the Newman area twice in the last month. The McCollum-Sharpsburg location in Coweta County has been targeted by two armed men. Well, they arrived at 11:20 p.m. this past Sunday night. While no customers were in the cafe, Troy Foles and the Coweta County Sheriff's Office reported that one suspect placed a gun in the cook's back and demanded her wallet while a server opened the cash register, netting them $367. But there's two other Waffle House locations in Fairburn and Jonesboro that were robbed on Sunday night, early Monday morning, according to Foles. The chain in the past has kicked out law enforcement officers and armed National Guardsmen while enforcing their strict no-guns policy. However, here in South Carolina, somebody didn't pay attention to that because those signs don't really stop anything. And we've had defensive gun uses at Waffle House in 2015, 2013, and 2012, in each one of these cases leaving a would-be robber shot. Now, Guns.com reached out to them, and Waffle House said no. John Henry, though, is the executive director for GeorgiaCarry.org, a gun rights group in the state. He did. He did want to comment on this. He said, one has to wonder if it was the big Waffle House sign that drew the cooks to the location, or the little sign on the side of the building that told them it was easy pickings, the no firearms allowed sign. So many businesses can't seem to grasp that gun-free zones are where most crimes occur, so they continue their practice of disarming good guys while the criminals continue to be armed and refuse to obey the signs. Here in South Carolina, I can tell you for a fact, as a former milk and bread man, that Waffle Houses do not have the signs on all of their doors. Some may. None of the ones that I ever delivered to did. And for that very reason, in a lot of cases, I don't know of any instances, and maybe Raven could help me, but I don't know of any instances in South Carolina where somebody was charged with shooting a robber at the Waffle House because he had a gun in the gun-free zone, because the robber certainly did. The gun-free zone. That is the stupid... Doesn't that sound... That's like saying the oxygen-free zone, which is space, isn't it? But there's no vacuum like that here on the planet's surface. And they try to create a gun-free vacuum zone, you know, a vacuum where there's no guns, by putting up signs here, here, and here, and that means no guns will be between them. Yeah, that... How's that working for you, Waffle House? We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years. What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G, LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing PIX Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with PIX and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PIXWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Pick PIX and get connected today.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at FullyCookedBacon.com. FullyCookedBacon.com.
Introducing the fastest growing digital currency company in the world, OneLight. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of OneLight. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional
professional reputation, unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense Completing Your Self-Defense Toolkit Studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Indeed. Right now I need some more lead. I got to get around to ordering me some. Ammunition Depot is in my future. In the chat room, this is funny. Six university studies just revealed that most drownings happen in water. Film at 11. And according to Raven, the shooting that I referred to here at the Waffle House, they did not charge the shooter. The dead felon's family wanted the shooter charged, but law enforcement said, sorry, not happening. In other news, a Texas high school student has been invited to the White House by President Buffalo Barack Hussein Obama for his film that highlights a man who says, I want to live in a world where there are no guns and where he does not want to have to worry about getting picked on by the police. The film, which is actually not really a film, it's a recording, I do them all the time, which is less than 3 minutes long, is entitled The World I Want to Live In. The short film is being featured at the White House 2016 Student Film Festival, presented by South by Southwest, reported the local ABC affiliate in Albany, New York. The Austin, Texas high school student Quinn Holmes is scheduled to meet with President Buffalo Barack Hussein Obama this coming Monday. His film features Frank, a 52-year-old black man from Lower Manhattan who describes the world he wants to live in. Frank says, I want to live in a world where there are no guns. He also says his vision of the world is one where you can walk down the street any given time in any borough and don't have to worry about getting picked on by the police. His message is for the future generation of this world. The film is played against a backdrop of an arrangement by Debussy's Suite. Bergamasque number 3 includes Frank's urging that there can only be peace in this world if people do not discriminate against others and don't hate people because they are different from you. The New Yorker says he wants to live in a world where you can walk by a building and ain't got to worry about the part of the building falling down and hitting you in the head and killing you. You urge students to be strong, stay in school, get all the education you can get, learn to respect one another no matter what race, what religion, or by what name we call God. We can eliminate racism as long as we respect one another and don't discriminate against each other. In other words, coexist. Here's the problem, Frank. First of all, I have never strolled the streets of New York City. I would love to. I want to. I may do it even though I'll have to do it gun-free. I don't know. Just for the architecture. Because I believe experience is very important in life. But I'm almost certain that, you know, the problem is not so much the Franks of the world as it is the people that want to hate people because they're different. I would love for everybody to love everybody. You should see, well, I mean, some of you probably do. I mean, the show is up in so many different ways, and it's open to so, my show, this show is open, any show, anything, any content creator is out there being savaged on a good day. So the everybody loving everybody, that doesn't even exist on YouTube, Frank. Okay? So, very good sentiment, but it's just not going to happen, Frank. I really am interested about the parts of the building falling off and hitting you in the head and killing you, though. Is that happening a lot in New York City? I watch Casey Neistat's vlog every day, and he never talks about it. Oh, gosh. Anyway, short form feature being highlighted at the White House. Now, coming up next, we're going to be joined by David Kodrew, and we're going to talk about this gun runner that they've let loose, among other things. David's written about a bunch of stuff, and we're going to go over that with David. It's always so great when David has the same mindset as mine. However, I want to point something out. I want to thank you for some things. This is show number 996, and I asked the other day to get to 1,000 subscribers on the YouTube channel before I got to 1,000 shows on the radio show. And thankfully, somebody listened because I got over 1,000, and that was greatly appreciated. I want to build the media platforms. I want to build them all, and I want to use them, and I like shooting video, and that's fun. If you are listening and you haven't subscribed yet and you would like to take a look at it, please go to Lock and Load Radio 1. Search that, Lock and Load Radio 1 on YouTube. You know, you'll find my channel. The show is up there, and I leave it up there because once the streams at AmmoLand, then they send out an email, and they want that to be able to be found. But at some point, I'm going to probably be taking all the shows down and just go straight to content. And as I'm looking out there 2 or 3 years in the future, as I'm trying to imagine what this is going to be, I'm coming up with a bunch of different ways for things to occur. None of which I am settled on. I'm trying to expand things and everything else, but I wanted to thank you. I wanted to thank you for making it possible for me to have done 996 shows. I've had more downloads since February of this year than at any time ever in the history of this show. And a year before that, you know, I was down. I wasn't putting out new content. I wasn't able to sit up, and thankfully, when I did finally come back, Genesis Communications was very kind to wait on me, and two, you were very kind to wait on me and to pick it back up, and that part, you know, sitting here looking at what's coming up, Wednesday will be the 1,000th show. Wednesday will be the 1,000th show, which is a milestone. There's not that many gun podcasts out there, gun radio shows that have done 1,000 episodes. As a matter of fact, I may be the first. And I've only been in existence for 4 years. I'm going to have to look at that. This may be a new platitude to heap upon my narrow shoulders. So, thank you for that. If you want to go check out the YouTube channel, Lock and Load Radio 1, I'm lucky enough to know a good sheriff's deputy who takes me out to the range and lets me shoot and shoot video and all this other crazy stuff when we shoot nice weapons and have a pretty good safe time of it. And get some pretty good video out of it. So, have a look at that. And, of course, this is here. But I've been sitting back and looking at this particular point in the evolution of this. I'm trying to decide what's the next step. Where do I go next with this? Certainly going to be here, right? Certainly going to be here, but I want to do something else with this. I want to amp it up to the next notch, whatever that is, however that works out. And I think that with the listeners, I can do that. I'm almost certain of it. But I got help. I need your help with that. Go check it out, Lock and Load Radio 1. Subscribe to that. Pay attention to what's going on if you're following the show. We're about to flip over into the next hour. Coming up next, David Kodria, the gun rights examiner himself. This is Lock and Load.
Education has to be boring. Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career. American made. Born out of brutal, punishing trials. These are the weapons of Head Down. Employing CNC billet construction, Head Down products are both investments and tools meant for a lethal trade. With a lifetime warranty and bulletproof construction, Head Down products have changed the rules concerning both value and quality.
A new standard emerges in America today.
Go to HDFirearms.com. When these weapons enter the fight, the urge will be to keep their head down.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.